Welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Terumah. If you build it, he will come. In the film Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner is an Iowa corn farmer, Ray Kinsella, who walking through his field one day hears a haunting voice utter those 7 prophetic words, if you build it, he will come. Ray understands that what he is to build is a baseball diamond in the middle of his cornfield, also that he will come. Although it remains a mystery as to who this he is. It is not clear who will come. The true purpose of the project is uncertain, but Ray proves he is a man of faith, and so with faith in the voice, he destroys his farm and builds a baseball field. The instruction Ray receives is strangely reminiscent of the one in this week's Torah portion, when God tells Moses, "Make for me a mikdash, a tabernacle, and I will dwell amongst you." The instructions are relatively clear, especially as the Torah portion proceeds to go through the details of what exactly should be made for this Mishkan. Perhaps if screenwriters were writing this portion, they might have even said it like this, "If you build it, God will come." It is hard to believe that God actually requires a physical space in the world in which to dwell. We tend to conceive of God as being everywhere in the world, accessible to us wherever we are, and not just in a traveling tabernacle. Perhaps then the task is not the building itself, but rather the project which accompanies it. The Mikdash is not going to be paid for by a specific tax upon all the people, or the introduction of a new duty. In fact, giving to this project is an entirely voluntary matter. God makes it clear, "You shall take my contribution from all people whose heart moves them." This is a fundraising strategy which is rarely employed in today's society. There are no pledge cards, email campaigns, or donation letters. The people are simply told that if their heart so moves them to give, their gift will be accepted. It is a risky approach, and one which I doubt many of our congregations or institutions would be willing to try. And yet, when this request is ultimately made to the people a few chapters later, they respond generously. Moses and the artisans are inundated with contributions, so much so that he eventually has to tell the Israelites, "Let no man or woman endeavor to bring any more holy contributions." Giving the people a community-wide project, asking them to contribute whatever they can, and having a tangible goal at the end, a mikdash in which God may dwell, encourages them to give very generously. Can any of us imagine a capital campaign or building project in which we stop people giving because too much has been received? God never specifies that the mikdash itself is specifically required for God's presence to be with the people. "Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell amongst you." Instead, God requires the building project, not the building itself, to be undertaken, embraced, and fulfilled. It is the faith of the people, their cooperation and collaboration, which God requires to bring the Shekhinah down to be amongst the people. All too often we focus on the what rather than the who, on the product rather than the process, on the building rather than the community within. And more than anything, we focus painstakingly on the end, with little regard for the means. This Torah portion, which details the building project of God's very dwelling place, teaches us that perhaps our focus would be best served elsewhere. If we can learn to focus more on the people with whom we work, rather than the project on which we're working, on cooperation before corporation, and on having faith before harboring doubts, perhaps we too could invite the Shekhinah into our midst and create a world worthy of God's presence. Shabbat Shalom.